When the Agriculture Department launched its One Neighborhood initiative just over a year ago, the broad goal focused on two C's, collaboration and cost savings. Now, a year later, the initial success of One Neighborhood convinced Congress to increase USDA's discretionary funding to renovate and fix its buildings. At $128 million, it's twice as much as the department received in 2019. Don Bice recently left after 32 years in government, including the last two-plus years as USDA's Acting Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration. He tells executive editor Jason Miller about the impact of the One Neighborhood initiative that convinced Congress to open up its wallet a little wider.
What we're doing is looking at and getting rid of four leases in the National Capital Region and saving somewhere between $30 and $40 million annually by getting out of those leases and moving people into our existing vacant space that we have in both the headquarters complex in D.C., but also in our George Washington Carver Center, which is out in Beltsville, Maryland, and filling in our empty seats that we have so that we can save, again, $30 to $40 million a year and invest that into modernizing our buildings. And also using authority that our appropriators have been giving us that allows us to use unobligated balances and expired balances that have already been appropriated and putting those into what we're calling a non-recurring expense fund that we could then use to modernize our buildings. And I'm really happy that our appropriations, both the House and the Senate, the majority and the minority of both, recognize that we were being proactive in our efforts, and they provided about $70 million in last year's appropriations bill to accelerate the work that we're doing in trying to modernize our buildings. So we are actually already moving people and have moved people out of two of our buildings in the George Washington Carver Center complex and started modernizing those buildings. We're letting that contract shortly that will start modernizing those buildings, as well as using that $70 million that the appropriators gave us last year to let a contract to start renovating the South Building that we have here in the National, in Washington, D.C. We're going to do a whole wing of the South Building, basement through sixth floor. And then we're going to, as soon as we get more money that we create from the savings that I was describing, we're going to invest that in doing more renovations of our buildings. So we're not going to wait around for anybody to give us more money. We're going to keep trying to save money so that we can invest it in our buildings so that people have buildings that they can come to work every day that are free and safe from all the kind of environmental contamination that you might expect in a building that's 90 years old, 100 years old. So we're really excited about getting that off the ground. We've done a number of surveys of employees. We've done a number of sort of mock-ups of what the revised space will look like. I think there's a lot of excitement, frankly, a little disbelief, because we've been talking about trying to modernize our buildings for as long as I've been at the department. And this is the real first major step in 20 years of really modernizing our building. So I think what we're going to end up doing is putting people in the position of being closer to their fellow employees that are in their agency, closer to sister agencies that they do business with more often. So it's a lot easier to interact with their and collaborate with their fellow employees. And the example I'll give you is one of our agencies, the Foreign Agricultural Service, literally currently is on every single floor of our South Building in different wings. And sometimes, you know, it can be a 10 or 15 minute walk to go from one part of the organization to the other. And that just isn't conducive to good collaboration when you have to do things like that to interact with your fellow employees. So what we're doing is we're moving people into what we're calling neighborhoods. So all of the Foreign Agricultural Service people, employees, will all be in one neighborhood. They'll be close together, which will make it easier for them to collaborate, easier for them to manage and interact with each other. And ultimately, we're going to be more efficient
One of the things you guys did when you launched this, USDA conducted a survey of its employees, getting some feedback. And I think that comes in, some people are kind of taking that, I'll see it when I believe it perception, you know, perspective. But at the same time, what are some of the feedback you are getting? Are employees excited? And do they recognize the need to not have to walk, you know, five floors to go find a colleague?
People, when we did our surveys, said that they're interested in more collaborative space. They're looking for common space so that they can interact. And frankly, if you look at our building, we don't have a lot of break rooms or things like that where people can even heat up a lunch. Because when our buildings were built, you know, that just wasn't necessarily how things happened back in the day. So what we want to do is build those kind of amenities into the space for our employees so that they are more comfortable and they have a better environment to come to. Very quickly, they'll see when we get this first wing done, they'll see what it can look like with modernized space, and they'll see the benefits and the beauty of huddle spaces and other areas that they can collaborate in. What we tend to do is have big meeting rooms that don't get used. And what people are looking for when we did our surveys, they're looking for 3 to 5 person huddle rooms, maybe 10 person conference rooms. And we're going to lift up the technology in all those conference rooms. Right now, it's a system of haves and have nots, really, when it comes to the kind of technology that we might have in different conference rooms, because they're managed by all sorts of different organizations within the department. So one of the things that I'm happy that we're doing is we're going to make sure that our chief information officer manages all the technology in all of our conference rooms, and that our office of operations does all of the ordering and cleaning and that sort of thing in all of our conference rooms, so that we are going to have sort of lift all of the conference rooms to technology that is interoperable and that can be utilized all across the country, rather than what we have now, which is one agency might have a certain type of communication tool and they use that, another agency doesn't. So we want to consolidate those things. And I think this is the way to do it. And that's the changes that we've made under Gary Washington's leadership with some of the IT changes we've been making. It'll make it easier for us to do that.
Timing around these One Neighborhood Conference, the changes coming through the One Neighborhood effort, is it going to take a year? Is it going to take 2 years for the first buildings to get updated?
It's going to take about a year for each activity. So in 2 years, we'll have all the George Washington Carver Center done. In a year from now, we'll have half of it done. It takes about a year to renovate each one of the wings. So a year from now, we should be substantially done with the renovations for one of the wings of the South Building. So people, again, the most important thing is they need to see that we are going to be doing these things, so they know that it's coming. And they, you know, because there's some short-term maybe uncomfortableness of trying to fit people in the building before we can give them the nicer space that we need to give them. So I want to make sure we're well on our way, so people can visit the space, they can see the space, they can touch the space, all those kind of things. So they know what they're going to get. The rest of the South Building really will depend on how much money we have through the non-recurring expense fund, if Congress gives us any additional money. Really happy, again, we asked for more money in the 2021 budget. In a tight budget, we still requested about $100 million to renovate the South Building. So the more money we get, the faster we'll be able to get it done.
Don Bice recently left after 32 years in government, including the last 2+ years as the USDA's acting Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration, speaking there with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Check out Jason's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.